I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This Friday on Alice, Bottle Rock, all day long. Every hour from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. You heard me right. We've got your chance to win a pair of single day tickets to sold out Bottle Rock Napa Valley.
Yeah.
And you get to pick which day you want to go. That's all day Friday here on Alice.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Okay, a big NFL weekend happened last weekend. We've got one more huge one before we head into the Super Bowl, which is the last hurrah for football until
August.
Spring, or fall, right. So the Niners did win and we'll be playing the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay comes to the Bay Area.
No Niners.
To play the Niners. That's your late game on Sunday. The early game is the Titans, who upset Baltimore big time, to move on and play the Chiefs in Kansas City. And that is your early game on Sunday at noon. Also, the national championship is tonight in college football at 5 o'clock, LSU versus Clemson. There's a 44-year-old billionaire named Yasuku Maezawa.
All right.
He's a Japanese guy. And he's having quite a year, they say.
Oh, really? What's going on with this billionaire?
He kicked off 2020 by promising to give away $9 million to random people on Twitter as a social experiment.
My mic's off.
It's weird sounds just blasted through my headphones.
I know. What was that?
Yasuku is single.
So he's randomly
giving away
just
$9 million. Right. Right. That's just, it's nothing to him. He's a billionaire.
Right.
He's a 44-year-old billionaire. Handsome, smart.
Yeah.
Weird, though, that super handsome billionaire. Is single and looking for a girlfriend.
Oh.
And
is that who he's giving all the money to?
No, but he says, if you are my new girlfriend, our first official date will be a trip to the moon.
Oh.
He was the first person to buy a private trip to the moon from SpaceX and wants a new girlfriend to go up there with him. If you're interested, he's looking for a single woman over 20.
Over 20.
Applications are due by Friday.
Oh.
And
when's he leaving?
I don't know, but we should get you in there.
I'm not single.
Well.
I would love to go to the moon, though.
Oh, well, we can play with words a little bit, right? Lost in translation.
I don't know. I don't know if John will be okay with that. You know, I try to do things John likes.
$1 billion.
I'm not getting the $1 billion.
Well,
I have to date a billionaire. What, he's going to pay me to date him?
If he falls off the moon.
What, am I a hoa?
I mean, you know.
Really? He's already rewritten his will for me?
Yeah.
Boy, this guy loves me. Let's have a look at him. Oh, he's just my type.
Right.
Older dude. Musi, that one's for you.
No, I'm not into him.
Where's Nicole? She's the only single girl I know. Nicole Michelle.
Anyway,
oh,
that's how
she's got a man.
A couple
yeah,
of
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's not married.
True.
She's still single.
Not yet.
Oh, we can get Anita to go.
She's shopping for a apartment.
She's not married.
What are you talking about?
Oh,
yeah.
She's
cute. That girl is stunning.
You are on the rag, aren't you?
No. Just trying to find someone to get this guy's $1 million for us.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? I want $1 billion.
You go.
No, he's going to call Anita right now.
Anita, I got something you got to do.
Digital hoarding.
Yeah.
Would you call yourself a digital hoarder?
Well, define it. I don't know. I have a lot of pictures.
52% of Americans, over half of Americans, say they've never deleted a file. Nothing.
No,
they save everything. 33% are holding, a third of Americans are holding on to stuff that's more than 10 years old.
Oh, I'm definitely holding on to stuff that's more than 10 years old. I mean, I have old files. I can't remember when we started this, but we've been scanning our receipts and all our important papers for years. Like, so those are like on a cloud somewhere. I don't really know how that all works. And I definitely didn't go back and, you know, I think, don't you have to only keep 7 years of records? I definitely haven't gone back and erased 2010 from that.
Oh, so you've been doing it that long?
I don't know. I think so, though. For a long time, we've been doing it. It's amazing how fast time goes.
Reason people say they've never deleted a file is they figure, I might need it someday.
Yeah, you might need it. And your kids will love going through that once you poop the bed.
The kids won't go through it. They'll just delete it all. They'll finally get rid of it all.
Yeah.
Delete. Trash.
Oh, well, I hope they don't, because there might be something in there they need.
Like what?
I don't know, but they should keep all that stuff. And they can be digital hoarders, too. Just one of the many gifts I've given them.
Your millionth Amazon package has been delivered.
Oh, I delete that.
Oh, you do delete that. Okay, well, there's something.
Yeah. I delete most email. I have, you know, I save certain things. But, you know, it seems like I can find stuff even in my trash. And anything I've ever sent is still there, seems to be.
Right.
Do you empty your trash? No.
No. I just figure it must fade away.
Usually it's set to 30 days, yeah. But I can't speak to your system. I don't know it.
I've
seen the garbage in your phone and thought, that give me the hives.
Yeah, it just seems like too much trouble to worry about.
This thing is a disaster. Can't find a damn thing on here.
I found it, but I have it in multiples. That's a problem.
Right. It's not.
Like 12. Well, you stop changing up your email, I have to create a whole new thing for you so that new one will. It is you. Oh, my God. I have 50 entries for you.
No, you don't.
Oh, did you
no,
go through?
No, you don't.
Did you go through and delete it?
No. Oh, right.
Hold on. Let me see how many entries I have for you. Vin. All right.
This is just dumb. If you haven't cleaned that up, that's on you.
No, it's on you.
I haven't changed my email in years.
Oh, I only have one for you.
Right, because I haven't had a different email in years.
I have like four for Kari and Sammy. We're right there in the Hagar.
Look at that.
I don't know what
she's got. Sammy Hagar in her phone, everybody. Man, did you see them this weekend? Oh, let's text them and see what's up this upcoming weekend.
I have four for a lot of people. It's like weird. I have like two for the wife, one for the husband. Oh my God, I have like nine for the Jacobsons. Jesus.
And they don't even live here anymore.
I know. Apparently they do. Stop.
Understand.
Don't either.
I need to ask you off the air. What's?
I don't know. We have to ask Bryn off the air. He's the one who seems to know deal. I'm not supposed to say.
So did they just sell everything here and go to move to Mexico? They're retired early.
Stop talking about it. They're not retired.
All right.
They live here.
Anyway, digital hoarders. It looks like America is big on saving all the files because God knows you might need one of
right.
them. I delete everything immediately.
Yeah,
bye.
I know you do.
Get out of here. Your texts, your emails, whatever they are.
I never delete texts.
Garbage.
I can go back. I can look at everything we've ever said to each other just in case I need to see. This is what you said.
See, I just don't think like that.
Well, you should because it's a good way to win arguments.
Well, I don't want to leg up on everybody. I don't.
It's not a leg up. It's even playing. I've got it. I have it. You have it too. Now we can both look. Now we're playing.
Okay.
Leg up.
According to a new survey, almost 90% of people say they feel a little bit of anxiety on Sundays about going back to work the next day. And it starts just before 4 p.m. on Sunday night.
Oh, it starts long before that for me. I wake up on Sunday and all day it's like hanging over my head. I got to get this done, get that done, get it all set. Read this, read that.
I'm always
fold
the
these,
scramble
fold that.
Becomes. I've begun the bed sheets, usually gone out in the middle of things, you know, in the day, whatever. And then there's a scramble at 4 o'clock. Oh, God, the bed's not ready.
Oh, that's your day.
I got it. Yeah, and I got it. Right. You want a fresh bed to start the work week. And then you get it, you know, then there's the Sunday night sleeplessness and this, you know, the night sweats and all that. And then it's ruined for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
You should change them on Monday.
Yeah, I'm not sweaty. It's just I keep hoping this time I'm gonna get in bed on a Sunday night and I
still have done
just,
it.
No,
no,
I'm just gonna
just
drift
gonna right
away
to sleep.
Into sleeplessness, whatever.
Sleep.
Right.
Wouldn't that be nice? Why are Sundays so... I think it's just we've just slept too much during the weekend or something. It's got to be...
No. I'm going with the anxiety part.
It's the anxiety.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah,
sometimes I spray some lavender spray in my bed, in the sheets, and it just helps a little bit. The anxiety.
Oh, lavender's calming.
Yeah. Mm.
At the 2020 Singapore Motor Show this week, Subaru rolled out a new concept car called the Forester Ultimate Customized Kit Special Edition.
Oh, that's a mouthful.
No one realized the acronym spells out F-U-C.
Really?
The last word is kit.
Ah. Oh. Say it again. Say the title of the thing again.
Forester Ultimate Customized Kit.
Awesome.
So the acronym for this new car is FUC. Uh-huh.
Kit.
I'm sure they're going to rethink that. Lost in translation. It happens.
Or they'll just leave it.
Maybe.
That would be much more awesome.
Americans are dirty. We do love it.
It's true.
Oh, there it is. The ultimate customization kit.
Special.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Who's the billionaire on Silicon Valley who says, this guy Fs? It actually spells that. This guy right here, he Fs.
What do they mean? That guy, not that guy.
Yeah. It's just the way he says it. He uses the F word all wrong. Like, this guy Fs. It's like, what?
The fancy car guy,
the
right?
Trace Comas guy, yeah.
Okay, I don't know that.
Yeah. That's funny because there is an S at the end of that. It's nice. I like it.
Doctors have put out a warning because apparently there are people out there using toothpaste as lube.
Oh. Who? Who would do that?
I have no possible idea why it's girls. It can't be girls, can it?
No. It's like using sandpaper.
Well, and it's peppermint.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Seems like that would burn a little.
Doctors are now warning people that toothpaste does not go down there. It will, in all probability, cause chemical burns and pain that could last for days. Don't do it.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd
find something else.
Help you all out. And
yeah. You know, use lube that's made to be lube. There's really not a lot of other stuff that works for that.
What did they used to say to us when I was doing sex ed? They used to say,
"Is this is Miss Oliveira?"
No. But they used to say, "If you're not willing to walk into a store and buy a condom, you're not ready to be having sex."
Right.
You know, good, like one of those.
Your condoms and your lube at the same time.
And the same with the lube thing. It's like, look,
put
it on the countertop and pay for it. Weirdo.
And try not to look weird when you do it.
Not that big of a deal. And you know what? Buy five of them at once, and then you don't have to go back for a while.
Sure. Because the chances of you getting it five times are slim. See you next year.
This question is one that I live.
Oh.
More than one in five Americans will stay on hold with customer service indefinitely to finish what they started.
Yeah, I'm going to do that today.
That's me. I'm going to win this. Mm. I'm going to get this done. I'm going to check it off my list, and I don't care what happens. Oh, darn it. I got to go.
Oh,
I hang up, so but I am mad. I'm really mad that something interrupted what I'm in the middle of, because I do want to wait it out.
Yeah,
getting this over with. I'm not trying to start over. No.
Yeah. Well, that's what you face. You get through all that, and then now you're on death hold somewhere, and you're like, I could hang up and move on with my life.
31% of people say they're waiting 5 minutes, and if it's not solved by then, they're leaving.
Oh.
Well, then you're going to start over how many times before you get something done?
I have to do that today.
What do you have to do?
I ordered something and...
Oh, what is it?
It's $300 worth of interfacing, which everyone goes, what's interfacing?
Computer stuff?
No,
I'm
it's
very
not.
Familiar.
It's a sewing thing. It's like it's like a fabric stabilizer that gives
fabric
things like
stabilizer.
Makes things more substantial.
Could there be anything lamer?
I know, right? So it's but
I knew it was going to be something sewing.
it's so stupid, but it's expensive stuff, right? Yeah. So I ordered 3 rolls of it because we go
How
through
How big's
it.
A roll?
10 yards at 60 inches.
But is it thin? Is it
It's very thin.
Wide?
You it's like fabric backing. It's like on the back of anything that I make, it, like what gives it some substance, some structure.
Sure.
So anyway, that's beside the point.
Interfacing.
So I get the, I order the stuff. I'm watching the tracking because I need it. I mean, it's $300 worth of stuff no one will ever see. It gets hidden inside a purse. So FedEx takes it. I need it. I'm almost out. FedEx picks it up.
What will she do?
I guess I'll have to go down to Joanne or something. Oh my God, it's crazy.
I gotta have my stuff.
Well, I need it. I use it in everything. So FedEx picks it up, and that's where my tracking number. They drop it off at the post office. So now the post office has it, and they're gonna deliver it. Right. I've never had that happen before. Usually FedEx delivers it to my house. So the post office goes, yeah, we delivered that Friday, dropped it off at your garage. So I go, I don't have one of those. So I look outside my house. I'm looking all around. Nowhere. It's nowhere to be found. So now I'm trying to, calling FedEx and trying to do this. This was on Saturday. I'm like, trying to figure out the tracking. And there, I can't get past the men. There's no, representative option. It's just that package was delivered Friday at 12:02 p.m. I'm like, but it wasn't. So where's the option for it wasn't delivered? Mm-hmm. That package was delivered. This is what the lady, the lady voice is telling me. Now I gotta go to the post office. I don't know what to do.
Have you checked the rights room? Maybe I checked everywhere. I can use this stuff.
No, nobody can use it. That's the thing. And it's heavy. It's not, it's just like these long boxes. It's so stupid. Where do they put it? I don't have a garage. So I get to be on customer service today. It should be fun. And I think I just might go to the post office and be like, what the F?
Yeah. Or it's in rights room.
It's not.
And
that kid never leaves his room.
He
snuck that by me.
He might be emptying out his teenage dreams into that, material. Well,
dude, that's so
Vinny.
That stuff's got to go somewhere.
I don't like to think about that. That doesn't happen in my house.
It doesn't?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Let's continue that trend.
Text number's 800-400-3697. Courtney and Harvey worked together on the movie 200 Cigarettes.
Oh, lucky them.
So that's how she knows all about him. This woman, 707, says, I've gotten compliments on my woman area.
Oh, how nice. You should create a candle.
Well, it sounds like that might be how that stuff gets done. So many compliments, you go, well.
Right. Well, let's sample this and bring this to the perfumery. Coming up in the Celebrity Trash, I got a new song from Sia. And I'll do the full Oscar nominations list, and I got some of the results of the Critics' Choice Awards and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.